producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's what you can do today or really any day at any time of day, but the best way to get in touch with me, to actually chat with me, is between noon and 3 Eastern Standard, or Eastern Time. I guess it can be Eastern Daylight, Eastern Standard, whatever. Noon to 3. All right, so you guys are all smart. You can reset your watch, and I know some of you listen on podcasts, some of you listen in the middle of the night, some of you listen on weekends. I know you listen at all different times, but if you want to chat with me, if you want to talk with me, noon to 3 Eastern, Monday through Friday, all right? We're talking today and any day about anything that's on your mind, whether it's Ferguson or Fergie or your furball next door. That was not an easy transition to make. Do I get any applause for that? Apparently not.
It was pretty good.
So, huh? I'm not going to get. I can tell. I'm going to have to work harder than that. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. Holly, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
So, okay, I got a little hot under the collar today because I talked to my husband, and we're in the market. We're looking for a new car, okay. And my brother-in-law, my husband's brother, sells cars, and he sells American cars. And we just happened to be looking at a foreign car, but, you know, we wouldn't necessarily rule out an American car. It's not that we're anti-American cars. The last car that we bought was American, and we didn't buy it from him because it's just such a huge purchase, and we wanted to get what we want to get. But my issue is that he then gives us the cold shoulder, and he's, you know, angry at my husband. And I just feel that he's, you know, kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, it's one of those tricky things. I get asked similar questions like, my sister-in-law is a real estate agent, you know, but I buy places. Well, what does your husband do for a living?
He's a salesman.
What does he sell?
Steel.
Steel. Okay.
So he sells. I don't know. I think it's foreign steel. I don't know.
You're not completely.
Foreign, you know, but he sells to both.
You sure he's not a spy for the CIA? It doesn't sound to me like. Never mind. I'm just teasing. Do you work outside the home, Molly?
No, not currently.
All right. Let's say. Have you ever worked? Have you ever had
Oh yeah.
All right. What kind of things did you do?
Oh, I was a nurse and an insurance agent.
Okay, let's focus on the insurance agent part. Let's say that you were selling insurance. Let's say you were selling homeowners insurance, and your brother, quite often you have to have homeowners insurance to get a mortgage, and your brother went to somebody else. You would not be amused about that. You'd think, gee, at least you should have come to me first, and if you get a better deal with somebody else, at least come back and tell me, just because, you know, we're family. And that's how he's feeling about the car. So what I would do.
We did give him the opportunity to quote. And, you know.
And what happened?
Well, there's another issue, too. My husband has a trade-in on a vehicle. And then, so his dealership isn't able to give him the price that he needs on his trade-in. So it's an issue, too.
Well, but what you care about is the final cost. You know, let's say that your brother-in-law can get you a discount. Let's say that he can get you a car for $2,000, and another dealer can get you a car for $2,500, and we'll give you $500 as a trade-in. The same deal.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do, look, the point is, if your brother-in-law can't match the deal, and maybe selling your, either putting the car on Craigslist and just see what happens. Let me just tell you, having written, believe it or not, the used car game, I actually know about this. That when a dealership takes a car in, they have to figure out how much it's going to cost for them to make it saleable, which means they have to put a warranty on it. They sometimes have to you know, bang out dents and repaint it and you know, so whatever they give you for it is going to be less than you could probably get for it on the open market. And they may give you an inflated price, which they're just going to tack on to the cost of whatever you're buying. So I would do a little, I would have your brother go to his brother and say, here's the deal. This is how much, you know, that they're going to give us on trade-in. This is the best deal we can get. If you can match it, we'll buy it from you. If not, no harm, no foul. We're not going to be mad at you. We're not asking for a special deal, but because we don't really want you to give us, you know, any particular kind of friends and family discount. But if you could match a deal, we'd love to buy it from you. And if you can't, then no harm, no foul. So that's what I would do, just because that way, it's you're not going to have trouble at Thanksgiving.
Well, right. Well, they've already canceled Thanksgiving. So I'm going, I think he actually does. They have a legitimate reason, but I'm like, I kind of thought beforehand.
Well, that's
listen.
Not
come because of this whole issue and everything.
Well, but look, there's still after Thanksgiving, there's Christmas, and then there's New Year's, and then there's Valentine's Day, and then there's Easter, and then there's birthdays, and so this is your husband's brother. So I would just go have your husband go and nibble on your husband's ear and say, look, tell him that. Do your research first. Find out what the best deal you can get for the trade-in and what the car that you want costs. So you know what the bottom line figure is. And if your brother can match that, great. And if not, then at least he can say, look, that's a great deal. Go ahead and buy it from him.
Right. Because we do have like a slew of reasons why we want this other car over. You know, the safety ratings are better on it. And
well, but your brother-in-law can't get that car for you?
He can't because the car he's looking at is... The car my husband's looking at is a diesel, a clean diesel, and they don't offer that vehicle. And
well, did you tell your brother-in-law that's what you're looking for?
But he's still laying the guilt on.
Stop. Nobody can make you feel guilty. You have to own the guilt button.
Well,
somebody can push it, but it has to be your button. So I would write it out. I would have your husband take your brother out for a beer or something. Or not, you know, or a cup of coffee, and say, look, here's the deal. If you can get this car for us, if you can call around, because most car dealerships, especially, are we buying new or used?
New.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, new becomes a different kind of issue, because the profit margin on new is very, very thin. But he may be able to call around and get a deal with some new dealership. I mean, the point is... And one of the things that your brother could, or that your husband could say to your brother is, look, we're going to buy a used car. We're going to buy this from, you know, from one of the kids, or you know, when we get Holly's car, we'll come to you. But this is a specific car we want. If you can get it for us, we'd love to buy it from you. If you can't, no harm, no foul. There's going to be a long list of cars we're going to buy, and we'll always give you first dibs.
Right. Okay. Because that's kind of where we've been with him, and he
well, but probably not. You like probably haven't said those words.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah,
because you know sometimes people make the assumptions, and you know, men, they get a little hot under the collar, and then they sort of don't do the, gee, you know, what can we do to make this okay? That's what women do. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just go to your husband and say, look, tell him this, or you know, I'll negotiate with him if you want, so the two of you don't get, you know, really unhappy with each other because he's your brother and. And this is the car you want, and you're certainly entitled to it. And if he can get it for you, great. If he can't, you know, we'll always give you first dibs on any car. And if you can get it for us, that's fantastic. And if you can't, that's okay as well.
Okay, because yeah, we really had our heart set on this.
No, I got that, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But don't do that, because then what he's going to say, what he's going to think is, well, they care more about a car than they care about me. So that's not what you're going to say. What you're going to say is, this is the car we want. We'd love for you, if you can get it for us, you know, that would be great. We're even willing to pay a little bit more just because you're our brother, and that way, you know, it goes into the family coffer. If you can't, no worries, but the next car, we'll always give you, we'll make a pledge to you that anytime we buy a car, anybody in the family buys a car, we'll come to you first and give you the chance to do the deal. And if you can, great, and if you can't, that's okay too.
Okay, because, yeah, we did go to him, and so I said, well, since he's spent some time, you know, crunching these numbers, you know, and we're not going to end up buying the car from him. We'll get him a gift certificate, and then hopefully, you know, that will help to...
Well, it depends how much the commission is and how much the gift certificate is.
Well, my husband was willing to pay his commission, but I'm like, we can't do that. You know, we can't afford that. So,
Well, maybe doing, but I think, I don't think the, look, I think giving him the notion, you don't want to hurt his pride, and for him, he's going to say it's not money, it's, you know, you're hurting my feelings. Tell him that from now on, any car deal, we will come to you first if you can do it, fine, if not, and we're willing to give you, we're willing to keep you on retainer as our car guru. All right, let me put you on hold, see if you have any other questions. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the freeze-dry guy's three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is freeze-dry guy's favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call freeze-dry guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3-7-5-6-9. So I was just telling Shane that I had gotten, I was telling him two things. So I got the Hollywood Reporter, which is dedicated to Mike Nichols. And the reason I thought that he was actually born in Russia is his original name is Mikhail Igor Pishkowski.
Doesn't get any more Russian than that.
Doesn't. It turns out his father was from Russia. His mother was German, and they moved after the Russian Revolution. His father moved to Germany, so he was actually born in Germany. But so, and he's a third cousin to Albert Einstein.
Wow, quite the bloodlines there.
Yeah, yeah, smart. He's one of the few people to have won an Oscar, an Emmy, a Tony, and a Grammy.
Wow, not
pretty
bad.
Cool, huh?
Yeah,
pretty cool. All right, well, that's my information for this moment. All right, one of the things we were going to do today, we'll get to DVDs eventually, but I thought our priority is always to take your phone calls, but second is really emails, and then we'll get to Facebook. I thought we'd do kind of a fun thing, because tomorrow is the day before Thanksgiving in the United States, even though Shane and I are single-handedly undertaking a mission statement to get American Thanksgiving moved to Canadian Thanksgiving, which is in October.
That'd be great. Yeah.
So that first of all, we didn't have to worry about being snowed on for the Macy's parade.
Right.
That Halloween and Thanksgiving could duke it out.
Yes.
But those are holidays that seem somehow more related.
They both seem
pumpkins,
very fall, autumn,
and a lot of chocolate. Maybe we can combine them into one holiday. We could make it Thank-a-ween or something, or Hollow Giving. Hollow Giving is certainly a value statement. But so we're going to single-handedly do that. But so tomorrow we decided that we would probably devote the program to be grateful. We've got an email. And then we thought what we would do is maybe do stupid stuff just because to try to offset the Ferguson situation a little bit, at least in our heads. So, all right.
So, we got an email here from a listener. He says, "My wife and I have a 6-year-old daughter who is absolutely refusing to wash her hair or take a bath. There was a time when she enjoyed it, until my wife put vinegar in her hair to shine it up.
And it got in her eyes.
Our daughter freaked out and started screaming. She has been in the tub 3 or 4 times since then and even had her hair washed. But the last couple of times she cries and screams if we mention a bath or washing her hair. She says she is afraid that we will use the vinegar again. We've even thrown it out the vinegar in front of her and shown her that there's no more in the house, but she still thinks we will use it. We have taken."
Well, that's a trusting little kid, isn't it?
Yeah. He says that we have taken all of the privileges away from her and nothing seems to work.
No, that's not fair. I mean, basically, you stung her eyes, and that's what she's responding to.
Yeah.
And what I would do is let her, maybe shampoo her own hair and maybe do it outside of the outside of the bathroom to begin with, or outside of the shower. But, I mean, it would be interesting also to know family makeup, whether there are other kids, because she's getting a huge amount of attention from this. But look at it from her point of view. Here's a kid who really had a great time in the shower, and all of a sudden something really hurt her eyes and smells terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So she basically, you guys have got to kind of, you guys have got to redeem her trust. And for what I do it right now is let her wash her own hair. Let her pick out the shampoo, even if her hair doesn't get terribly clean. She can, maybe wash her doll's hair with it. She can wash, maybe let her wash you guys' hair. That she gets to wash your hair for a while and to see how it smells and scrub it and whatever. Because basically, you've got a credibility issue with her. And punishing her is kind of inappropriate. You guys are the one who kind of, as far as she's concerned, you guys are the one who betrayed her, so punishing her isn't quite logical as well as fair. So I just say, she gets to go to the store and pick out. Then I would, baby shampoo, which, remember Johnson's No More Tears? You probably didn't remember that. But then that's what everybody uses on their kids, because when you get it in their eyes, it doesn't burn.
Right.
So let her go and buy that. let her wash her doll's hair, let her wash your hair, let her wash your wife's hair or your husband's hair. You may want to even get an attachment so that it can work in the sink. And reward her wildly for it, that she gets, you know, that she gets maybe 25 cents for washing each of your hair, and she gets a dollar for washing her own. And she'll get back to it. But she gets to pick out the shampoo, she gets to put it on her own hair, and she gets to wash you guys' hair. I mean, because what you're really giving her is control. And that's what she's really feeling is, I got no control. Here was something that I really liked, and you guys did something terrible. And I don't know what somebody said to her, but I think kids' hair is shiny enough. Don't put vinegar in your kids' hair. Besides, it smells terrible. All right, give it a try, and you can play the podcast, and you can tell her that Dr. Joy, Auntie Joy, said that she gets to pick out the shampoo, she gets to pick out the smell, she gets to wash everybody else's hair, and she gets rewarded greatly for washing her own hair. And you know, even if she doesn't get all the soap out, that'll be all right for a while, right? But I mean, the real issue is that you know that she doesn't trust that you guys won't do something sneaky to her.
Yep.
So that's really something you got to work on. But putting her in charge of shampooing may help. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. Aaron, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi, Aaron.
I'm calling because kind of, I do a bit of a question. For people are on the autism spectrum, why does it seem, from your experience, why does it seem like with how the government is, it seems like they don't do enough to provide a service for adults with like a form of autism or just a general form?
What kind of support would you like to see from the government?
Like, I kind of would assume, like, do a bit of more research and kind of more provide more service for those that struggle with it, because some may have trouble with interaction, communication.
But all right, Aaron, I'm putting you in charge of the government temporarily. So what program would you have to help people who are autistic, who have trouble with social interaction? What would you do for them?
Well, I'd probably come from my perspective, I'd possibly try and help I can just to kind of deal with it, but...
Aaron, you're not listening to my question.
Sorry.
I'm making you... You're saying you want the government to do better, and I'm saying what kind of program? If you're in charge, what kind of program would you have? What would that program do?
It'll come before kind of focus on more on providing the adult services, because...
What kind of adult services, Aaron? What would those services provide? What would they do?
Well, kind of provide the help and...
No, Aaron. We're talking about behavior. What help? What would they do to help?
You kind of help with the general behaviors that they would have, or...
Aaron, listen, I'm going to put you on hold for a minute. I'm not arguing with you. I'm saying you're somebody who's in the trenches. So it may be that you would say, well, that they should have socials, or that they should have programs that focus on eye contact. Figure out specifically what the help would be. I'll be back to you in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now through November 30th, get 3 months of GoFood storable food free when you buy a 1-year supply. Get 6 weeks free with your purchase of a 6-month supply and 3 weeks free with your purchase of a 3-month supply. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and quick fix. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Aaron, who has a perfectly reasonable request, which is he wants the government to be more involved with helping adult autistic people. Jerry Seinfeld came out last week and said that he thought he was autistic as well. And I said, okay, well, I'm putting you in charge. What kind of program would you have? What would it do? And he said, to help. And I said, in what way? So what have you come up with?
Kind of, I would say, also to help with interaction related eye contact and stuff like that.
Right, so what would the program consist of? How would you do that?
Like, it would consist of kind of helping them with some of the problems when it comes to social interaction. Like, as I said, a contact, like, kind of helping a way to be able to learn that, but without making them uncomfortable and stuff like that.
Do you know there is a National Autism Society? Did you know that?
Yeah, I realize that, yes. It's just what it seems from what the government is doing. It's like, I just feel like they're not doing enough. It's like, as far as they've done, they have only put out a bill, which is supposed to provide more research and more funding, more research and funding. But I don't think that's enough.
I hear what you're saying, and I think that that one of the issues these days is the conflict between what we want the government to do and what we want to do for ourselves. Because when the government ends up doing it, whether we're talking about healthcare or education or lotteries or any particular program, things tend to get expensive and not necessarily very effective. So I think your point is well taken. What I would probably do is I would make you an activist, and I would have you get in touch with the National Autism Society and say, look, what we need to do is have more programs that specifically focus on adult interaction, whether that means that we have socials or whether we have classes specifically with dealing with eye contact or giving a speech in front of a class. I think it's a great idea. I just think going to the government is a way of making things expensive and not necessarily very effective. So, the more specific you can make a program, you might also want to write up a proposal and send it in to some kind of agency, and maybe the National Autism Society can help you to get it funded, because I think it's a good idea, but you need to be very specific. And as I said, I think relying on the government is chancy, expensive, and can sometimes be really, really frustrating. Because, you know, for everybody who has one particular concern, somebody else is going to have another concern and saying, well, how come you're not funding me? You know, how come you're funding them? So your point is very well taken, and I think you have some very good ideas. So deal with private people, either write up a proposal and get it funded, because you're not talking about a wildly expensive thing. One of the possibilities is go to a social service center in your area or to a church and say, look, here's my program. What I'd like to do is have the sanctuary or the church open on Wednesday nights and send out a mailing and provide coffee or something. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do that? I mean, I think it'd be great. It'd be a great experience for you. And if you're effective, I mean, you can set up a pilot program.
Uh-huh. I see where we're getting at. Yeah. I'll have to see. I'll have to see on that, but let's just, I'll just have to take things if I can't. I'll just have to take things the best I can, so.
Well, no, I'm not saying, I'm saying, listen, you've got a really good idea, but asking the government to do it is going to be frustrating to you, because you're talking about bureaucracy, you're talking about a long time, you're talking about taking a long time for things to be enacted, be expensive. But, I mean, you've got an idea that's, I think, that's very viable, and you can, I mean, why don't you try and implement it? It's good. Look, it's really good practice for you, because you're going to have to make eye contact with somebody. You can be very specific about what figure out a budget if you need, if you actually need to get any money of it. I think it would be great.
Uh-huh.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And get in touch with the National. Let me just see if I can. You have a computer, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so it's National Autism Association, and let's see where they are. There's one all over every place, apparently. But get in touch with them. You can go to their website and see if they may even have funding for you. They may have a program that's similar to it. And there you go. Then you don't have to wait on anybody else.
Are you referring to the National Autistic Society, or is it a different...
It's National Autism Association.
Okay.
But there may be, let me try yours as well. Let's see what it says. You said autistic.
National Autistic
Society. There's both. There you go.
Yeah.
You got two. You got more than that. You've got National Autistic Society, National Autistic Foundation, National Autism Association. So that's three.
Uh-huh.
All right, write them all down. Go Google them. Tell them what your idea is. I would draw up a plan or write out a brief couple of paragraphs, starting with what you said to me, which is I think there should be more opportunities for adults who are autistic to learn better social interaction. And here's what I propose: maybe a social, maybe some specific training in eye contact. What else would you like? Let's figure out one or two more behaviors.
Let's see. Other than eye contact, kind of to deal with appropriate conversations with others, and trying to
great
thing.
So conversational skills, very
okay
good.
And then there's kind of to deal with. Let's see the other thing. To deal with conflict interaction or something like that.
Okay, dealing conflict resolution. There you go.
Yes. Yep.
I think that's a great idea. So you've got four specific behaviors, and I would, I would write it up and maybe send it to the United Fund in your area, send it to some churches, and maybe even go, are you a member of any congregation?
Not as I'm aware of.
Well, honey, if you're not aware of it, then you probably aren't. Go to a local church or synagogue and say, look, this is what I'd like to do, and maybe you can find somebody. You may want to have somebody who's an expert to come and lead the group, or maybe you just do it kind of very informally, and all of you just sort of sit down. It turns out that there is a training and consultancy in the National Autistic Society that you could get in touch with. But I think you've got a really great idea, and I don't think you need the government to do it.
Yeah, why does it seem, though, they just give people a hard time when they come with the funding? It's like, for example, when they need to provide services.
Say that again. You just changed directions on me. Who's giving you a hard time?
But why does it seem like the government gives people a hard time when they're trying to get funding for living.
Well, listen, honey, the government, anybody who has money gives anybody who wants the money a hard time. That's just kind of one of the ways of the world. If you try and deal with an insurance company and file a claim, if you try and get your money out of your bank, if you try and deal with a phone company, anytime you're trying to get your money out of somebody, they're going to give you a hard time because their whole deal is to hold on to their money.
Yeah.
All right, so don't take it personally.
It's
not you. It really is them. But see what you can do about doing this, and keep us informed, because I think it's a really great idea. And I think it will not only change how people view, I mean, because you're going to save some other people's lives, but you know who's going to be the great recipient of the advantage from this is you. You're going to start a whole kind of thing, and you're going to feel, because you're going to have to practice some of this as well. There's also, Shane just found another group called Adults with Autism, Autism mm-hmm. Speaks. So there's a mm-hmm. whole bunch of organizations. Tune in with them, and mm-hmm. you'll find either that they're going to help you,
right,
or that there's already a program like yours that you can sign up with. Because, look, Aaron, more and more, especially when the economy gets in trouble, asking the government to do something is kind of, look, we all pay taxes and yeah. But the more we can do for ourselves, the more self-reliant. And this one, if you get the government involved, you're going to talk about huge expenditures and you're going to have to do a lot of paperwork. If you can get a local church involved, you could do it you could probably do it for $4.84. And you may be able to do it for free. All right, so listen, get started on this. You've got a computer. We just gave you like four different resources. There's Autism Speaks. There's Adults with Autism. There's the Autistic Society. They have the Autism Foundation. So report back to me, all right? I want to hear what you're doing. But write up what's on your mind right now. Write it up so you have it, and call me back. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855 855- 1-800-599-DR-JOY.
Hi, this is Laura Sherris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Longevity's immune booster, Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
All right, so this is the DVD kind of weekend. There are actually a couple of good DVDs coming out. As I mentioned, DVDs have gotten to be a more and more popular Christmas stocking stuffer, although it's pretty hard to stuff it in your stocking, but nevertheless. So the two big ones that are coming out this weekend, or this week, actually open up today, is The November Man, which is with Pierce Brosnan. And I actually like this. I mean, Pierce just gets to be better and better looking, I think. He plays a lethal and highly trained ex-CIA agent who's been enjoying a quiet life in Switzerland. He's lured out of retirement for one last mission. Haven't we heard this before? He must protect a valuable witness. He soon uncovers this assignment marks him as a target of his former friend and CIA protege, David Mason. With growing suspicions of a mole in the agency, there is no one Devereaux can trust, no rules, and no holds barred. I just thought this was a terrific movie, and it reminds you why you love Pierce Brosnan, because he's just a really good actor. All right, a movie that has some really good actors in it that is a little more problematical is called The Giver. It centers on a young man who lives in an ideal, colorless world of conformity and contentment. Da-dum, dun-dun-dun. As he begins to spend time with the giver, who's Jeff Bridges, who's wonderful in this. He's like the dude, who is the sole keeper of all the community's memories. He quickly begins to discover the dark and deadly truths of his community's secret past. Whenever something's idyllic, you know that, dun, 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 a dark world lies beneath. I mean, it's a movie, right? Yeah. With this newfound power of knowledge, he realizes that the stakes are higher than imagined, a matter of life and death for himself and those he loves most. At extreme odds, Jonas knows he must escape their world to protect them all, a challenge that no one has ever succeeded at before. It's based on a young adult novel, which was the winner in 1994 of the Newbery Medal and sold 10 million copies. All right, so it's based on a YA novel, but here's the cast. Jeff Bridges, Meryl Streep, Brenton Thwaites, Alex Skarsgård, Katie Holmes, Taylor Swift, Cameron Monaghan, and Odia Rush. So it's directed by Phil Noyce. So it's not, and the Weinstein Company put it out, it's not dismissible. I mean, it's just a little, what's the word I want? I mean, it's just a little over the top. But it was
contrived, maybe, kind of, or is that not the word? No?
Well, the Meryl Streep and Jeff Bridges are kind of chewing on the scenery in this one. I mean, it's not terrible. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of silly, I suppose, okay. For lack of a better term.
Sure.
All right, speaking of silly, here's something. I took one for the team this weekend. I went to see Dumb and Dumber.
Did you? Wow.
I lasted about 10 minutes.
Oh, no kidding.
It was a little longer than that.
Huh?
It was, I never walk out on movies. I mean, they have. Yeah. I've walked out maybe in my entire movie review career, including when I used to see them for myself, I've walked out on maybe two or three movies. You know, and I see like 350, 400 movies
right,
a year.
Right.
So multiply that by the fact that I'm 400 years old and you get that I don't walk out in very many movies. This one is so stupid. I mean, to say it's stupid is giving it so much more credit than it deserves. It's just plain awful.
Really?
And you're
going
to, I mean, it's not even that you're going to really object to having spent the money. It's that you figure that I want that 10 minutes of my life back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that bad.
No kidding.
It's just plain awful.
You know,
now, I saw Horrible Bosses, which I'll review, tomorrow. Horrible, compared to Dumb and Dumber 2, Horrible Bosses looks like Hamlet.
Wow.
And it's awful as well.
Wow.
So it's just, if you go, and I know it's the number one movie 2 weeks ago, but it's just, to say, I mean, it's just, I gave it, if I could give it minus stars, I would.
Wow.
It's that bad.
Wow.
And it's tacky, and it's uncomfortable, and it's not funny.
Yep.
And, I mean, 20 years ago, these guys acting like jerks might have been vaguely amusing.
Sure.
It's just not.
You know, I actually really enjoyed the original Dumb and Dumber. I thought it was, you know,
well, it has some silly kinds of stuff in it.
Right.
This one is just, all right, let me tell you the opening scene. The idea is that 20 years have passed.
Right.
And Jim Carrey is in a mental hospital, and he's grown a beard and long hair, and he's in a wheelchair, and he's been pretended to be either crazy or whatever for 20 years. And Jeff Daniels comes to visit him, and he says, no, you know, I've only been pretending, you know. And it turns out that the huge gag about this, get ready to laugh, is that Jeff Bridges would not be happy about that. That Jeff Daniels is dying of kidney failure, so he has to find someone to donate a kidney. How funny is that?
Oh boy!
Yeah, and so they're going to go out and find he first of all so he has to get Jim out of here, and Jim says, well, but I've got a catheter. So Jeff says, no worry, and starts yanking it out. Now, if you find yanking a catheter out of a man's private parts hilarious, and he can't get it out. So then he gets two of the ethnic gardeners to help him pull it out. And if you find this hilarious, then you might like, this is the opening gag.
Boy, oh boy, yeah.
See, I mean, and then he goes to visit his parents to see about, you know, getting a kidney donated, and they're Chinese. And he's told that he's, you know, he's adopted, and they said, why didn't you tell it me before? I mean, this is the level of humor. It's just, to say it's painful is giving it really much more credit than it deserves. It's just plain awful.
Yeah, see, that's what I was going to say. You know, I actually enjoyed the original movie, but when I saw the preview for this, nothing in there made me want to see it. It just
no. And my, you know, John, my previous producer was, you know, because everybody passed on this. This has been clunking around for a while, and everybody passed on it.
Yep.
And you can see why. I mean, hopefully they're not kicking themselves because it made like $30 million or something, as opposed to Mockingjay, which made $123, and they were very disappointed in that because they thought it should have made $150. It's the biggest opening of the year, but it was about $25 million below what the expectations were, whatever that means, and it was the lowest of the three so far, the lowest opening. But, I mean, folks, do not go see Dumb and Dumber. I mean, it's just, you'll hate yourself for it. And there are movies that you laugh and you think, like the Sacha Baron Cohen ones. I mean, you laughed and you kind of hated yourself for it because it was so stupid. But it was genuinely funny.
Right, right.
This one isn't genuinely anything. There's not a genuine moment in the entire
thing.
It's
too bad. I mean, it's too bad they you know, because they do kind of have a legacy with the film, so it's too bad they ruined that, you know?
Well, I mean, I think people went out of curiosity, number one, and people went out of the idea that, for the same reason you said, was the first one was funny. But my guess is, if you poll the people who went, that most of them would want their money back.
Yeah, that's what I expected, to be honest
with you. It's just plain awful. And look, there's some movies that, you know, and you think, well, you know, they tried. And I mean, this one is just, it's so venal that, you know, it's just the idea of we're going to cash in on this one. And, I mean, Jim Carrey, it's his biggest opening because all he's done is had a whole bunch of movies that tanked. So I'm sure he's pleased. The great fear is that they'll do another one. But, I swear. And maybe, I was going to say, maybe they'll do better on the next one. But I'm not even, you know, I don't even want to think about that. It just makes me uncomfortable. 855. 99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.